Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine. We'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. The Southwest Truck Fest invades ABQ Dragway next weekend. That's right, no cars, trucks and SUVs, diesel or gas, in a knockout-style event. Robert Costa is going to join the show a little bit later with all the details. Local sprint car driver Caleb Seiss joins the show, piling the number 42 for David Burns Racing, coming off his first career win last weekend. Wonder if he is a Kyle Larson fan with that number 42. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series rolls into Kentucky. Matt Kenseth reports that he would not return to JGR in 2018. Matt Corson is going to join us with TRE later in the show. We're going to talk some silly season and talk a little bit more about what Matt Kenseth's plans might be. NASCAR postponed Friday's Xfinity Series race at Kentucky after severe thunderstorms threatened the area shortly before the green flag. The postponement follows Thursday night's rain-delayed Camping World Truck race. It began 3 hours late and concluded early Friday morning. Cup Series qualifying has concluded its second round Friday evening before dark, gathering over the track and led officials to cancel the session and quickly postpone the Xfinity race until today at 10 a.m. Cup Series, Kyle Busch will begin from the pole with his Toyota number one qualifying start. Busch ran a fast lap of 181.935. Over Eric Jones, who clocked his 181.635 to earn the second spot. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Kenseth just in a minute, but that talk included Eric Jones actually moving into his spot and maybe switching with Kenseth. So it looks like Eric Jones is definitely on his way up. Kyle Busch hopes his Kentucky Speedway magic has enough shelf life to return him back to victory lane. He'll have two chances to find out after discovering there's plenty of in reserve. The 2015 NASCAR champ isn't exactly panicking with the third-place point standing inning Saturday night's 400-mile race at Kentucky Speedway. On the other hand, Busch arrived last summer with three victories in hand, adding another at Indianapolis, which now seems like an eternity since he's gone 33 starts without a win. Fortunately for Busch, Kentucky arrived just in time to remind him why he loves this place. He earned a pole for both the Cup and Xfinity races with a record 182 miles per hour in the rain shortened qualifying that earned him the right to lead the field to the green on this evening. Series points leader Kyle Larson will start at the rear of the field tonight. He never turned a lap because his car never passed pre-qualification tack. Don't know what in the heck is going on with all of that. You know, I know you can start on those tires and, you know, maybe got a little more life in them, but why they can't get through tech, I have no clue. Busch has been Kentucky's most dominant driver with two wins each across all three NASCAR National Series, including the Mile and a Half Tracks inaugural Cup race back in 2011. Busch's Cup win total is just one behind defending race winner Brad Keselowski, and another Kentucky triumph would firm up his playoff prospects unless somebody else figures out how to break through into exclusive winner's club that includes Matt Kenseth. Christopher Bell overcame an early spin at the lead in the midpoint to hold off Brandon Jones to win the race-delayed Camping World Series NASCAR truck race early on Friday at Kentucky Speedway. All-day showers pushed back the start by more than 3 hours before Bell endured several issues, including a spin while being squeezed into a three-wide run that involved a multi-track incident caused by Ben Rhodes on a spin on lap 41. Also endured a lug nut issue on an early pit stop. Bell's number four Toyota, powered by NASCAR's Cup regular Kyle Busch, was soon back out in front, and 40 laps later, and led much of the 225-mile race, holding off a slew of pursuers in his third victory of the season. Sauter leads Bell by 28 points with Ricky Chase Briscoe 74 back after finishing 11th. All right, so the big story, of course, this week was the Matt Kenseth not returning to JGR. So we got some audio here about Matt and how he felt about not coming back to JGR.
You know, I don't think so. I don't think it is. So, like I said, I don't have a ride at this moment for next year. I haven't really worked on anything real hard, but I do not think I will have the option to race at JGR next year, unfortunately.
Very interesting, because it seems like maybe he got caught a little off guard with the question, but he was definitely ready to answer it. You could almost feel him thinking as he was going through the question, because I think a lot of the media wasn't there to necessarily ask those questions, so they all started, including Jerry Jordan actually asked him about what the chances of him being in the 88 next year.
You know, I probably already said too much about what I'm not doing next year, so I don't really have anything to talk about for what I am doing. Like I said, at this point, I don't have anything going on for next year, and I'm pretty focused on trying to get running better this year and winning some races.
We're going to catch up with Matt Corson with the racing experts a little later with some things that he's heard in the pits of where things might go. But a lot of the conversation, of course, was, is this the first domino that falls? That starts the whole silly season, because we're going to see a tremendous amount of change. You think about like drivers like Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell is ready to move up. William Byron is doing a tremendous job in Xfinity. Definitely has a chance to move up. Who's gonna fill the seats? And it's going to be interesting to see. You know, where's Matt Kenseth? Is Matt Kenseth going to wind up over at Hendrick? What's going to happen with Casey Kane? My feeling on the whole thing is really the first domino was Jimmy Johnson and Chase Elliott locking up. I mean, Chase Elliott's locked up and through until 2022 at Hendrick. So that's the sign of where their team is. You got, you know, Jimmy Johnson's dominant, and Chase Elliott is the future. Let's talk a little bit of drag racing. Robert Height powered his funny car to the qualifying lead on Friday night in the 20th annual Fallen Patriots NHRA Route 66 Nationals. Brittany Force, Tanner Gray, and Matt Smith in Pro Stock Motorcycles all are the provisional qualifying leader in the 13th of 24 events in the Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking with Robert Costa on the other side on some of the events they got coming up, including the Southwest Truck Fest. But we got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Why should you eat at Paisano's Italian Restaurant? Because you care about quality. Hi, I'm Rick Camilia. Everything we serve here at Paisano's is made from scratch in our on-premise kitchen. Our sausage and beef lasagna is just one great example. The pasta is fresh, made from whole eggs and Durum semolina flour. We cut and grind fresh pork to make our sweet Italian sausage. We don't buy ground beef, we grind our own to ensure its quality to make our own meatballs. We even shred our own whole milk mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses from the wheel. We make our marinara sauce from the best plum tomatoes, fresh basil, garlic, and olive oil that's available. At Paisano's, we cook like your Italian grandma. Having a special event? Reserve our enclosed climate-controlled patio or let us cater it at your location. Paisano's Italian Restaurant, 1935 Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's gotta be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Congratulations to Brian Urlacher on being named to this year's class in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back into the locker room, former Lobo and former Chicago Bears linebacker, Brian Urlacher.
Big honor. I was kind of shocked to find out about it. Definitely very excited. A lot of people had a hand in this going down, but it's definitely a huge honor. Peyton Manning's in our class.
We invite you to celebrate this special year for Brian at the second annual Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament to benefit the Salvation Army. Join us for this interactive couple of days with Brian Urlacher.
The banquet was fun the night before the golf tournament. Just like this year, we'll do the same thing.
The second annual Brian Urlacher Banquet and Golf Tournament, July 26th and 27th at the Canyon Club at Four Hills to benefit a great cause.
It's a great benefit for the Salvation Army. We raised money for them last year.
Sponsored by JJ's Premier Tires and Service, Windsor Door Sales, and the Albuquerque Downs Racetrack and Casino. Last year, the event sold out. Reserve your foursome today at 1017theteam.com or call 239-4771.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Now, for a limited time, Yearwood is open Sundays on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
For the ultimate adrenaline rush, take flight on the Apache Wind Rider Zip Tour at Ski Apache, one of the longest zip lines in the world, or Apache Eagle Zip Rider at the Inn of the Mountain Gods, where you will soar over the majestic Lake Mescalero. What are you waiting for? Innofthemountaingods.com.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And joining the show this morning is Robert Costa. How are you doing this morning, Robert?
Not too bad for early on Saturday morning.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, thank God you're in town.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been traveling a lot this summer and had some fantastic events out at the track. But one thing that I love most is when you get a group of people that are passionate and truck guys are really into their trucks. And this started kind of as a test and tune, but tell us a little bit about the kind of the evolution of the Southwest Truck Fest.
Yeah, so the Southwest Truck Fest, which is coming up on July 15th out at Albuquerque Dragway, you know, literally a few years ago started out as, okay, well, we're just going to shut down the track and we're only going to allow trucks and SUVs and 4x4s and, you know, that type of stuff. And last year it was taken over by a new group who are truck enthusiasts. And, you know, I mean, these guys live, eat, sleep, breathe trucks, you know. So what a better group, you know, to put on a truck event than truck guys. And so they kind of modeled their format after our very popular All-Out Call-Out index series. So what they're going to have is they will have some test and tune. You can just go out there and, you know, run your stuff as much as you want. But they're also going to have five classes of racing. And where they came up with these names, who knows. But so they're
after a couple beers.
Oh, yeah, probably after a few beers. There you go. So the first one, which is a 15-second and slower truck, that's called the Average Joes.
Awesome.
And then they have the Throttle Junkies, which is 14 seconds to 15 seconds.
Awesome.
Then 13 seconds and slower is No Limits. Fourth class, which is 12 seconds and slower, is the Torque Kings.
Okay.
And then the All Out class, which is 11.99 and quicker, is the Speed Demons.
Wow.
And so a really neat event. They're also going to do a burnout contest, which we really don't do a whole lot anymore. You know, tires cost a lot of money, but
absolutely.
You know, truck guys got lots of rubber on their tires, so they're going to do a burnout contest, and I believe it's called Burnouts for Benjamins.
Oh, okay. So there's a little bit of little money for that. Is that kind of like drifting, where it's kind of like a crowd participation that's going to decide, you know, I mean, who gets the big money?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's this is a little bit different of a crowd than what we normally get. Obviously, a lot of truck people, a lot of cowboy boots being out there as well. It's a really neat event. You know, it costs $15 for spectators to come out and watch. Gates open up at 4, and it usually runs till about midnight. So I got to say, you know, where can you go somewhere, you know, for 6, 7, 8 hours of entertainment for $15? You know, you're talking about almost $2 an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah, I mean, movies are even getting to $15, and you're lucky if you get 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean,
yeah, you're talking about a 2-hour movie for $15.
Exactly.
We're talking about, you know, almost $2 an hour to come out and watch.
Absolutely amazing. I was just curious when I was thinking about, I mean, think about trucks and those big tires. I mean, do you have to do different track prep for that, or is there more cleanup after because of the amount of rubber left, or
we do have to come in after the event and scrape all the rubber off because the trucks, especially being four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, they tear up the track differently. So what we have to do after the event is we have to go in and just take the base all the way down, you know, all the way down to basically bare concrete and start over the next week.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to ask how your brother was doing, and we've had a lot of concern there. But his posts look like he's doing good. I mean, when did you talk to him, and how's he doing?
Yeah, no, he's doing very good. You know, for those of you that don't know, Jim Costa of Yearwood Performance had a pretty bad accident out at the track. Had a very big fire, you know, going on. But due to all the safety equipment, the safety crew and the track crew basically came out of, you know, what could have been very devastating, pretty much came out almost uninjured. He had just a few minor burns. But if you saw the fire and you saw the aftermath of the car, you would say there's no way that this guy survived. And he did. You know, he was released from the hospital that same night. And, you know, now has, I think the only bandage he has is on his knee.
Yeah.
So
it is amazing. I went by and checked out the car. I mean, it was bad enough seeing the pictures, but then when you see the car, it's absolutely phenomenal. But I just wanted to also give you that chance to give the shout out, because the, you know, I mean, as a track promoter, stuff like that always scared the heck out of me, you know, but that's why you have the fire and safety people. And when they do their job, it's absolutely amazing. What mindset does a person have to dive into a car to save somebody's life like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wasn't one person. It wasn't two people. I mean, this was a very big collective effort, you know, to go in and save the driver. And one of the things that I got to say is the very next day, we were out getting more fire safety equipment.
Right.
You know, it really kind of seems like the evolution of racing and racetracks never stops. You know, you have a big fire, you save the driver's life, and the very next day we're out buying more equipment to make sure that, you know, when we do have a big accident and something happens, we're on top of it. And, you know, that's the one thing that we really pride ourselves on is we never stop doing what we do, and we never stop trying to improve, you know, what we have.
Well, and I think Jim's a big advocate now for selling more fire and safety equipment. So, even wrote an article about it. You know, it was telling me all about the different ratings on the fire suits that, you know, that I didn't even know, and the different things with the helmets. And you know, I mean, it's one of those things where you become a big advocate for it. And we all love to go fast, but the joke is always you can only go as fast as you can stop.
Right.
So, you know, knowing that there's somebody there that allows you the safety to do what you need to do. But we were kind of joking about that article that the promoter was writing about people and their perceptions of you know, promoters and how much is going on and stuff. A lot goes into this. I mean, you know, most of us have, you know, full-time jobs on the other side too. And you know, always, 60% chance of rain, I think, was something he had in there, that, you know, you always have that thing. I know that the World of Outlaw Series race that they had out at Hollywood, they prayed for rain. like, you know, 10 years ago.
Sure.
Because they knew they were going to lose their tail. They knew where they were on sales, and they had the insurance. So they were actually praying that that was one of those situations. But you guys do a fantastic job. What do you guys do a little bit different, that keeps them coming back? I mean, your stands were absolutely full for all that call out.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You just kind of keep trying to improve your show. You keep trying to have new things out there. One of the things that we did for the last Outlaw call out was we had more of the real outlaw door slammers than what we normally do. We actually had a full race scheduled.
Awesome.
We ended up having more cars, more people. We have a second all out call out coming up in September, and there's going to be some major changes, that go to that event. In comparison to the previous event.
Right.
All Out Call Out, you know, they've done a fantastic job of promoting that event. But one of the things that people don't realize, and I happened to see somebody at an Isotopes game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
And as I'm talking to him, he's like, oh, yeah, I was out there for the All Out Call Out and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, this is the kind of car I have. And so I asked him, I said, well, what? You know, how fast is your car run? He says, well, I haven't made it out to an all-out call-out yet, so I don't know how fast it is. I said, well, you do know that we're open just about every week for test and tunes,
right,
and for a street-to-strip event. He had no idea. You know?
Let's see, 53 years you guys been open?
Yeah, we've only been open for 53 years. We're open, virtually every single weekend, with the exception of, I think, two this year, from March until the middle of November.
All right.
And the whole idea is, yeah, we're not just about one event. We have 50 events scheduled this year, and there's lots of stuff going on out there. Every week there's something going on. Tonight we have a street to strip event, and then next week we have a street to strip event on Friday night, and then we have our truck fest, on Saturday. Then we have the National Dragster Challenge coming up next month. We have a Labor Day event. There's always something going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the events are bigger than others, but every week, we're out there, trying to keep the street racers off the street and the kids, from getting in trouble.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you guys a ton of luck on the Truck Fest, and of course, all the rest of the events coming up. I know that Labor Day bash is going to be huge, but really appreciate you coming out this early this morning.
All right, no problem, and hopefully we'll see everyone on July 15th for the Southwest Truck Fest.
Sounds great. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some local dirt track racing with Caleb Seitz. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Graham Rahal, driver of the number 15 Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing Honda, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Technology drives even our vehicles today. Modern transmissions are specialized with computers to maximize efficiency and performance. My dad, Hector, started Universal Transmission over 20 years ago, providing the highest level of service. We still pride ourselves on that today. Whether it's your daily driver or four-wheel drive, is a check engine light or transmission slipping or popping out of gear, please stop in before it breaks. Universal Transmission on Northern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, or call 896-0555. UniversalTransNM.com.
Make Albruno's Restaurante and Cantina your choice for lunch or dinner and the very best in New Mexican cuisine. Sip on a margarita and let Albruno's menu take you from the freshest made-at-your-table guacamole anywhere to their authentic New Mexican dishes and even steaks and chops. You will love the decor and the atmosphere. Take advantage of their patio seating for your next special event. Albruno's even does catering. Albruno's Restaurante and Cantina, born in Cuba, New Mexico, and now growing in the North Valley at 8806 4th Street, or visit albrunos.com.
Do you feel stuck with your ugly stucco? Now's the time to replace your home stucco with Dream Style Stucco. Call now and receive $1,000 off and 18 months no money down, no payments, and no interest. Dream Style Stucco offers authentic, maintenance-free traditional stucco or high-quality synthetic stucco which repels water and dirt. You'll have the best-looking home on the block with new stucco from Dream Style Stucco. Call now or visit DreamStyleStucco.com to schedule your free in-home consultation.
So when Car Crafter says like it never happened, what does it mean?
Well, it's kind of like instant replay in sports.
So, my team just fumbled in the fourth quarter, replay, like it never happened.
Yeah, I suppose.
Opposing team scores, my team loses. Wait, replay, no goal, like it never happened.
Well, I don't know about that.
I need to take my wrecked car to Car Crafters.
Now there is something they can make like it never happened.
Car Crafters, it's like it never happened.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the Law Office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
Napa Know-How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Of course, when you're thinking about performance parts, you always have to think about Yearwood Performance. It's been the home for Go Fast Parts since 1968, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And you know, and that's the true thing there with the expertise. You can go and they have all the different parts, different sizes, but Ted, Jim, the whole crew there, they can help you actually get what you need and get you on the road. Save time, save money, yearwoodperformance.com. And remember, over at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, the location on the west side, they're even open on Sundays for your convenience. All right. If you want to find out all the cool things that are going on around New Mexico, pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. They got all kinds of great features in there, Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, and Socorro. Great columns such as the Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car. Find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a favorite for over 7 years. Programming note, coming up on deck, 9 a.m., FM Sports Saturday with Fred and Marty. 10 a.m., you got the Henry T. Show with the legend, Henry Tafoya. 5 p.m., Major League Baseball, Dodgers versus Royals. Sunday, 2 p.m., you got Dodgers versus Royals at 2 p.m. 6 p.m., you've got Tigers versus Indians. All right, so joining us in the studio right now is Caleb Seiss. How you doing this morning, Caleb?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So congratulations on your victory. What was it like to come back into racing and work towards that? Because the team, I don't know if you were more excited or the team was more excited, but talk about your first victory.
It was awesome. We had been,
I'd been knocking on the door for a few weeks, running second, but, and I just felt like it was coming, and I think everybody kind of did, but it was great. It's always good to get that first win and break down that barrier and try to get some more.
Absolutely. So does the pressure, is it less now, or is it actually more because you want to go out there and just prove that, you know, that it's all about it, and it's not just, you know, because, you know, racing is as much about putting yourself in a position to win as it is winning, and because you can't control all the other things that are going on. But is there more pressure to go out and get the second one, or is there a relief?
A little bit of both. There is a little bit of pressure. You know, I feel like I have a kind of a target on my back right now, but I'm just going to relax and just run my race, and whatever happens, happens.
I got to ask you, number 42, I mean, are you a Kyle Larson fan?
I mean, I definitely am a Kyle Larson fan, but the plan was to be number 6 this year, but I couldn't be number 6, so 4 + 2 = 6.
There you go. Oh, a numerology. That's fantastic. Well, the one thing that's exciting for me with Kyle Larson doing so well is the amount of how they talk about the connection, of course, between dirt track racing and the Pro Series with NASCAR. Because there's a lot of misconception, you know, about asphalt versus dirt. You know, I mean, there was a lot of talk about whether you would want to be, you know, the series champ of, like, say, the World of Outlaws Series, or whether you would rather be a NASCAR champion. And it's interesting to hear the different answers, because a lot of the dirt people, I mean, that, you know, World Outlaws, I mean, that's way up there. And of course, you have a, you know, Clausen hat on right there. And so, you know, thinking about Brian and everything that goes on there, do you aspire to that? You want to, you know, get to NASCAR? What's kind of, you know, like your big dreams?
My big dreams, NASCAR would definitely be nice, but I think realistically right now, dirt track is where my heart is and where I actually think I would go somewhere. And whether it be USAC or World of Outlaws, it doesn't matter to me. I'll run wing, non-wing, whatever.
Right. So I was talking actually to James Mosier about this, and he set the record straight. He told me that there are sprint cars and there are wing sprint cars. This whole non-wing thing is just sprint cars. What's your thoughts on that?
Don't care. Yeah, I really
give
don't.
Give me a wheel. I don't care. Wing,
yeah,
no
I mean,
wing.
Just I know non-wing is definitely more of a challenge for me. You know, just because we don't have the downforce. But I mean, a wing car is fun to drive too. You know, just hammer down and drive it straight.
Well, Josh Hodges has said on this show actually that it takes more talent to drive a non-wing sprint car than it does wing sprint car. And actually, Mosier took a little exception to that. Except Hodges is an awesome driver.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And I agree. You know, you just got to have good footwork, really, with the non-wing car. And the wing car is just steering it, really.
Yeah. How'd you get started in racing?
My grandpa. He was racing right around the time I was born, actually, in a mini sprint. He raced mini sprints, and I just grew up into it. And when I was 8, I got into a quarter midget. And then from there, at age 12, I got into a mini sprint, and that's really been it.
How much technique do you think you actually picked up from quarter midgets? I think that people underestimate what you can learn there. It's really about momentum. It's about placement, you know, and it's about patience. How much do you think that you pull on today from way back in your quarter midget days?
I think patience is the key, really. Being patient, that's where it kind of started for me, because we didn't have always the best stuff, you know, and just learning to be patient and pick and choose your battles, really.
Well, you got the best stuff now. I mean, David Burns Racing, I mean, they take it pretty seriously and put in some good equipment under you. What's your favorite track that you run at so far?
To be quite honest with you, Carlsbad right now is my favorite track. Okay. I really like that track. But, you know, Sandia actually isn't a bad racetrack. You know, it's a place to race. Charlie does a good job of prepping the racetrack. But really, right now, I really like Carlsbad, those long straightaways and tight turns.
Hey, have you seen any of the plans of the new track that they're building? It's going to open next year.
I haven't seen it. I haven't really even heard anything about it.
Yeah, because I mean, of course, you know, you had Royal Jones own, you know, both. Well, you know, and I just made a mistake there because I was thinking Las Cruces. I've actually never been to Carlsbad. Is it a quarter mile track, half mile track? Tell me a little bit about it.
I think it's a 3/8. It's more of a 3/8. They did make some changes to it where it's not as much of a paperclip as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a little bit more of a D now, but it still has that paperclip look to it.
Okay. Well, so you got me on that one, because I was actually thinking about the Crucis, the new track that's coming in Crucis in next year, and I can't wait to see it. But Royal Jones does a tremendous job down there with both the El Paso and their other tracks there. Tell me a little bit about more what you got coming up in this season.
Just wing and non-wing, wing 305 at Sandia. I don't think we're really going to travel much and run the wing car, but non-wing wise, we got Sandia, and then we're going back to Cortez, Colorado, 28th and 29th, and then I think we go down September 2nd and 3rd for Las Cruces with the USAC guys.
Well, as your who's your favorite driver?
Overall, or a sprint car driver?
I mean, you could break it down. I mean, you know, you go each series if you want it.
that's a tough question. I really like Dave Darling. Really, I do. And I mean, I like Brian Clausen. You know, they're all really good. And I try to learn a little bit of something from everybody. You know,
have you ever gone up to the Chili Bowl?
I haven't, and I really do. Yeah. I really want to go one day.
Yeah, I mean, because. That's the biggest show, I mean, in the world. I mean, a couple hundred midgets show up, and I mean, even Tony Stewart preps the track.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that ought to be something. So you think you could get Dave to build you a midget?
I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Well, okay, so if you're listening out there and you have a seat, we have a driver, so let's see if we can figure that out. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to give a shout out to the team. I mean, the guys that do all the work and never get any of the credit. Why don't you give a little love to the team?
I appreciate everything that they do for me. David Burns, Steve Nix, Clyde Hill, Russ Hine, I really do. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without them. You know, they give me a good race car every single race, and they leave it up to me to get the job done. So I really do appreciate it.
Well, there you go. So there's the pressure for tonight. I mean, you got to go out and get it done for the team. Well, I really appreciate you coming in. Are you on social media? Can anybody follow you?
Yeah, you
like
can.
Twitter or anything?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Caleb_Seiss, and I'm on Facebook, Caleb Seiss.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to go out to Kentucky Speedway and catch up with Matt Corson with the racing experts, and we can maybe get to the bottom of what this whole thing with Matt Kenseth is. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque. This is Eric Jones, driver of the number 77 5-Hour Energy Camry, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
If you really want to improve your golf game, you gotta practice better. Take it from Tom Watson, legendary golfer.
I've had a practice green in my backyard for years, but only recently I went to Sinlawn to ask them to put an artificial green in my facility here. I save on water, fertilizer, labor time, and it's actually a green product because it uses a soybean backing and it's a recyclable product.
It all starts with a custom installed Sinlawn green. Let one of our local distributors install one for you today.
SinlawnNM.com, 898-8889.
Albuquerque Trikeway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. ABQDragway.com. See you there. ABQDragway.com.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Casino at the Downs is celebrating their fourth anniversary all month. Win your share of $5,000 July 8th and 22nd. Five-time points the 15th and our fourth annual 80s party the 29th. Only at Casino at the Downs, 1 mile south of ABQ Uptown.
Hi, Coach Birmingham here. We had a great time at Jaguar Land Rover Albuquerque celebrating the retirement of good old Rocky Hughes. They want to remind their great customers that the same staff that's been providing a great value and customer service, well, they're still there. Rocky's daughter Samantha is the general manager, so those family values and high family standards are still in place. The showroom and inventory has never looked better. Jaguar Land Rover Albuquerque, conveniently located on Alameda, just west of I-25.
Sandia Golf Club is the perfect place to play your next round. And golf boards have arrived at Sandia Golf Club. That's right, golf boards, the only course in Albuquerque to have them. Come out and surf the earth at Sandia Golf Club while you take advantage of their award-winning championship golf course. Golf boards are a new and exciting way to play golf. Be the first to check these out. Visit sandiagolf.com, that's sandiagolf.com, and request one for your next tee time.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. All right, going clear across the country to Kentucky. Joining us now is Matt Corson with the Racing Experts. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. All right, so I'm going to ask you to play weatherman to start with. How are we looking today?
Well, we are looking perfect. It's a great afternoon for two wonderful races here in the Bluegrass State. We've been drying out here. Last two races has had either a delay or a postponement with some severe thunderstorms rolling through the area last night and again on Thursday. But we got some clear skies up here, and they're going to last through the evening, so no rain at all for today.
That's fantastic. So what do you think about this, two races in one day? I mean, this is going to be the second time that NASCAR had to do this this season. I personally am kind of excited. I mean, if you're going to go out and you're going to catch two races, I mean, today you're going to see the Xfinity race, and then tonight to see the Monster Energy Cup race. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so this is my second week in a row getting this happen, and it definitely makes for a very long day at the racetrack from the crews to the teams and media. It makes for a very long day at the racetrack, but hey, I'm ready to see 700 miles of racing here at Kentucky, and I can't think of a better afternoon or anywhere else I'd rather be. So
that's absolutely fantastic. If NASCAR was to develop a format more like this, do you think we would see less drivers doing double duty? Because this is going to be grueling. I mean, Kyle Busch, who needs and wants desperately to win this race for his in Monster Energy Cup, is on the pole in the Xfinity too. I mean, that guy is going to, like you said, drive 700 miles in basically a span of 10 hours. I mean, what are your thoughts on that with drivers doing double duty if they went to a format like this?
I don't think they'd be a very big fan of it. Last weekend at Daytona, Elliot Sadler and Brendan Gaughan did not seem, I mean, I guess the racing's a little bit different compared to Daytona and Kentucky. With Daytona, it's like you're driving on the interstate, if you will.
Right.
But I just don't think they'd be a very big fan of it. I mean, we are seeing NASCAR, maybe they do have it in their minds because they are moving. We're going to see at Indianapolis here in a couple weeks. They're going to have a two-day race weekend, and then again at Pocono. So it'll be interesting to see if maybe their schedule, and they will start doing everything in one day, if you will. So if we go from two to one, or it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming years, but I don't think it's on their radar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just kind of a fluke that it was back-to-back weekends. But, of course, big news, Matt Kenseth. And I'm not sure that he knew he was going to say anything about it,
All of a sudden, you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't have a ride next year. We played a little audio about Jerry Jordan asked him whether, you know, he was going to be in the 88 and all the frenzy started. What are you hearing about where Matt Kenseth might wind up, or, you know, maybe some of the changes from the fallout on that, him actually announcing that?
Yeah, so I think on a scale of 1 to 10, Matt Kenseth essentially announcing he will not be returning next year, I would put it at about a 5. I mean, we know his performance hasn't been well this year, and sponsorship has not been there this year. Very underfunded team this year. And I'm hearing talks about Kenseth going to the 88, and I don't know. I've heard that a replacement won't be announced until December for the 88, so it'll be really interesting to see where Kenseth ends up. Maybe he goes to the 5 car, or maybe he just Toyota keeps him and keeps him at the 77, and Gibbs brings Eric Jones over because he does have a sponsorship behind him.
Would that be an insult? I mean, seriously, if you think about how good Furniture Row is doing and how good that Eric Jones is doing in the 77. At first blush, I was thinking, well, that's kind of like taking a step back. But they're actually outperforming JGR right now. Do you think that Kenseth would consider that maybe, you know, taking a step back?
Yeah, that's a very good point you bring up, and that makes me wonder. I mean, like you said, they would be stepping a step back, and like you said, Martin Truex Jr. already claiming 2 victories for Furniture Row Racing this year, while Joe Gibbs Racing remains winless on the win column. So maybe, and we've seen the performance that the 20 car has had, and I don't know, it would be almost like a step back in my opinion, yes.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny how we get this perception. I mean, because really winning and everything, I mean, Martin Truex, you know, sitting a second in overall points, but third when you factor in, like, victories and stuff, so they're having a heck of a season, and of course, you know, so is the rookie and Eric Jones. But let's talk a little bit about the race coming up. Kyle Busch being on the pole, definitely showing that he's dominant, wants to work towards that. Brad Keselowski, a lot of success there with 3 victories out of 6 starts. What's your thoughts going into this race? Is it going to be a battle between the 18 and the 2?
That very well could happen. I was just listening to Pat Patterson's show on SiriusXM, and he was talking about, is it Kyle Busch or the field today? Can Kyle win both races today? And I feel like if I had to pick any driver that's entered in both races to win both of them, I would bet on Kyle Busch. But just the way the odds are, I don't see Kyle winning both of them, just the 38-1 odds or whatever they are. But I'm going to be watching that 48 of Jimmy Johnson. Won at Texas on the repave, and here we are at Kentucky on another repave, another mile and a half where Jimmy Johnson, Kevin Harvick, has a lot of success. He almost won Atlanta, leading over 300 laps. And he was very successful at Charlotte. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, but I wouldn't put it past Kyle Busch to win both of them if he can keep frustration out of his mind this afternoon.
Well, I think Jimmy Johnson is one of those good dark horses, if you will. How can you call a guy with 3 victories this season a dark horse? But you also got Kyle Larson that's been doing very well. And, of course, you know, I always think about on a repave, I always think about the dirt track guys, you know, being able to basically drive out of control. And so I think that Kyle Larson's got a pretty good shot. We're not too far away, you know, to start talking about the playoffs as we head that way. I think it's going to be pretty exciting going in this year. The one hard part for me is to keep track of, like, all these playoff points and stuff, you know, to know who's really dominant there. Because when you look, I mean, Kyle Larson and Martin Truex have been dominant in points, victories, stage wins, all that kind of stuff, and that's all going to come into play. It would be very interesting to see, you know, a Final Four with Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex, and Brad Keselowski, because that's how they sit right now when you factor into wins. The interesting thing is Joey Logano sitting on the outside. Joey Logano has that encumbered win, but yet he's on the inside looking out. In total points, he's sitting at 12th, but he's in 17th when you factor in victories. Is there a chance that we're going to see a victory from Joey Logano and the pressure really come on, see a victory somewhere between now and the playoffs that's going to lock him into that?
Yeah, I mean, I really do see Logano making the playoffs. He's going to win another race. We have Bristol coming up. We know how much success Joey Logano and Team Penske has in the night race at Bristol. We're going back to Richmond where he did win and he had that encumbered finish. So, and Richmond is his last chance to make it to the playoffs. So I think Logano has a very good chance, and he's been, I think he captured his first win at New Hampshire, which is where we're heading next week. Don't count Joey Logano out of this thing, but we will see a big name not make the playoffs, whether that's Kyle Busch, which he's number one without a win. But if we somehow do make it to 16 before Richmond, if he doesn't get in the victory lane, we could see Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, Kevin Harvick, even huge names outside of the playoff picture.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's absolutely amazing, especially when you factor in Ricky Stenhouse getting a second victory at Daytona. And, you know, he's actually 16th in overall points, so he's actually on that, would be on that bubble, but with those two victories. Are we seeing the rise of a new restrictor plate superstar in Ricky Stenhouse?
I believe we are. With his win at Talladega like 7 weeks ago and then back in victory lane last weekend at Daytona, Ricky Stenhouse definitely has it figured out. And the next restrictor plate again will be in Talladega in October, and I wouldn't count him out. I mean, Team Penske, Ford has it figured out on these restrictor plates with Kurt Busch in the 500, Ricky Stenhouse, and then Team Penske at Talladega last year, Brad Keselowski's victory in July at Daytona last year. Ford has been dominant at these restrictor plate tracks, and Toyota and Chevrolet need to figure out what they're doing if they want to contend for wins at those types of racetracks.
Absolutely. So, of course, Bristol's right around the corner. Looking forward to going in there. Do you think we could have a first-time winner actually win at Bristol?
You know, if you would have asked me this question back in February, I would have said yes, because I would have picked Ricky Stenhouse. He's had a lot of success at Bristol. He's had his career-best finish there up until Talladega, finishing third. Very well could see a first-time winner, first-time career win. I think that might be a little bit of a far stretch. Bristol's not very known for first-time wins, even though there's been a couple drivers that are lucky to capture their first win there. But I think Bristol could definitely bring out some short-track people, and someone could shake up the playoffs a little bit more by getting a win there.
I think that that's actually an opportunity for Eric Jones. I think that there's a chance that Eric Jones might get his first victory before Chase Elliott, and I think it might come at Bristol, and that would totally shake it up. I mean, that would either knock Clint Bowyer or Matt Kenseth out of making it. They could join Joey Logano on the outside. I mean, and that, like you said, that would be just a crazy situation. You got all of these great young drivers. I mean, Darryl Bubba Wallace, having a pretty good showing. And of course, if Eric Amarola gets back in that car, he's going to be without a ride. And so, when we get this whole silly season really going, I think you could see quite a shakeup. And next year, you could actually see Bubba Wallace up in a Cup car. What are your thoughts on seeing Wallace in the Monster Energy Cup Series next year?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit of a stretch. This is obviously more than just a trial run for Darryl Wallace Jr. He's obviously having to show his talent for a potential ride in the future in the Cup Series. I mean, with that Xfinity team shutting down and Almirola coming back, like you said, he's out. So in the event that another major ride opens up and someone is able to leave their team, say, for example, shake up with Danica Patrick. There's been lots of rumors about her exiting at the end of the season. In the event that Eric Almirola could move over to her ride in the 10 car, I think that would be a perfect opportunity for Bubba Wallace to come on up to the Cup Series and show us what he's got in the 43 car.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, thank you. I really appreciate you joining the show. Tune in next Saturday from 8 to 9, and we'll have another New Mexico Motorsports Report for you here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
.1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.